Chapter 2 500 years later. Seabridge Castle. McKinnon Memorial Hospital. April 13, 1994.
We're losing him!
Regan shouted to the group gathered for the express purpose of saving this very life, which was quickly ebbing away.
Quickly, the paddles. Everybody, clear.
Rafe demanded of the trauma team, hitting Cullen with a jolt of electricity, in an attempt to restart his still silent heart.
Nothing, damn it! Let's hit him again! Clear!
Rafe said as he looked at the monitor.
You will not die, Cullen. Not today, and by God, not on my watch.
Rafe McKinnon, M.D., and native Texan, said with enough conviction that all who heard him believed. Rafe was going to will this young man back to life. He had to, for the sake of his Texas pride, and in no small part, for the sake of this lovely Irish woman standing beside him, who was working just as frantically to stem the flow of blood.
Hit him again! Clear!
Rafe wasn't about to give up. Suddenly, the beeping sound of the monitor sprung to life. The heartbeat was weak, but there. It was a start, and the odds weren't good. Everyone knew it, but none were prepared to give up. Rafe and the others had been standing by. The legends had been specific. Therefore, they knew the exact day and time of this arrival to the Seabridge Hospital. The team knew everything, except the outcome that history had yet to reveal. However, today the story would begin again. Rafe just prayed the ending would be a happy one. This hospital had seen its share of critical patients through the years, and all were important. But none were as important as this young man. The hospital complex had been erected just for this event. Nick had commissioned the hospital to be built in 1500, and demanded its maintenance through the generations for the sole purpose of saving his brother. Rafe knew the 23-year-old knight had been transported through a time portal by the efforts of Dr. Regan O'Reilly from the year 1494. This odd but awesome event was unfolding just as the legends foretold. Sworn to secrecy, the staff knew Regan was unusual. Regan, trained as a doctor in the late 1980s, freely moved back and forth through the veil of time, gaining the knowledge of modern science. They knew from the legend that she had inherited this gift from her mother and grandmother. Alice, Regan's grandmother, was born a decade before the turn of the 20th century, and disappeared at the age of 28 while working as a nurse during World War I. Fate pushed Alice through a thin spot in the veil and took her to Ireland in the year 1440, where she fell in love with a fine Irishman, and she never saw fit to return, or so the legend went. Rafe McKinnon, on the other hand, was totally grounded in the 20th century, and the only transporting he ever did was by plane, train, or automobile. This was an event most men of science would have never believed possible, but he had been raised on the McKinnon legends. That background was possibly the reason the McKinnon Foundation had selected him for this momentous occasion in McKinnon family history. Today was the most important day of his surgical career. He had only one shot to get it right. If he didn't, it would cost Cullen his life. For better or worse, Regan and Cullen were here in 1994, and he had to be sure every effort was made to save Cullen's life. According to the legends handed down from one McKinnon generation to the next, there would be no going back for either. Standing helplessly by, Regan watched as they rolled Cullen through the double doors and into the operating room. She knew Cullen's life was in the hands of a higher power, and she had done everything humanly possible for him. If he was meant to live, he would. She prayed bringing him here would not cause some irreparable damage to the timeline. He was never meant to be here, but here he was, and so was she.
Regan?
She spun around. What? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you approach. She had been so lost in thought that she had not heard the nurse. Regan looked into deeply intelligent eyes, still sharp, in spite of advancing age. Come, child. Cullen is in good hands, and you have done your part in getting him here. When Regan thought of the accomplishment this hospital represented, she was amazed. It had been a long shot. She knew it. However, she also knew she had no other options to try to save him. With so much time passing, so many things could have gone wrong. But miraculously, they hadn't. Connor had been true to his word, and deep down she knew if what she requested from him could be done, he would see to it. He was a man of honour, even if they hadn't always seen eye to eye. A deep sadness swept over her. In the McKinnon victory, there was also defeat. Everyone was now gone, long dead. Child, are you all right? The old nurse broke into her thoughts. Regan continued to stare out the plate glass window, overlooking the landscape. It was strange to see the castle off in the distance and to know that no one was there she loved. I will be. Thank you. She smiled, feeling a deep sadness roll over her. The nurse placed a hand on Regan's arm. You're right, Regan O'Reilly. You will be fine. You have your grandmother's strength. Never, ever forget that. Regan nodded. Turning away from the window to face her future, she left her past behind. What other choice did she have?